By this time, I had figured out that if a guy breathes through his mouth instead of his nose, he won't be attacked by the sneezing viruses or by the clouds of obnoxious dust particles. Sneezing, don't you know, is triggered by the nasolary region. So if a guy starts breathing through his mouth, he can die of lung rot instead of nose rot. And I'd had about all the stinking weeds I could stand for one day. If Slim wanted someone to check out those weeds, by George, he could climb off his horse and do it himself. I pointed myself towards daylight and staggered through the... There he was. The steer, the missing steer. He was lying in the weeds directly in front of me. And you won't believe this part. You thought he was sick? Had pneumonia? Pink eye? Scours? No, sir. What he had was a bucket over his head. Because of the bucket, he was not only blind, but he couldn't see. And he had wandered away from the other cattle. And I'd found him. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was. Slim pulled the bucket off, released the little dummy, and we were done. We were a pretty good team, Slim and I, and I'd decided to forget about the water incident of the previous night. I could hardly wait for my bonus. Did he have a steak tucked away in his pocket? Maybe not, but... Okay, a nice strip of beef jerky. Jerky is made of steak, right? Jerky would be fine. He saw me waiting for my reward. He reached into his jeans pocket. Yes, yes, this was going well. It would be a nice hunk of... My whole body quivered with anticipation, shall we say, and my tail began to whack itself on the... He gave his head a shake. I'm out of beef jerky, Pooch. How about a nice fat grasshopper? I stared at him in disbelief. A nice fat grasshopper? What kind of crooked deal was this? Dogs don't eat. He climbed into the saddle and headed back to the pickup. That was it. No steak, no jerky, not even a thank you, buddy. Sometimes I think this job is... Oh, well. Upon reaching the pickup, we made a shocking discovery. The pickup had a flat tire. Slim moaned and groaned about having to change a flat tire in the heat. But there was nobody else to do it. So he grabbed the high lift jack and a spinner tool and went to work. I sat in the shade and enjoyed every moment of his suffering.